attention. At K-John's Jewelry Company, everything must go. Rings, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, possibly even Fred's leftover lunch in the break room. We're clearing it all out. Bring your wallets. Bring your friends. Bring snacks. This is not a drill. We're clearing out all our designer jewelry to make room for our brand new, totally original K-John's designs in the coming year. That's right. All our beloved designer pieces at true liquidation prices as a thank you to the community that supported us for generations. Wait. Real discounts, you may ask? Not ho-ho holiday markups disguised as deals? Nope. Real discounts. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K-John's Jewelry Company, where we've always priced fairly, but now we're pricing fairly ridiculously.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 19th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles recognized as a Just Serve City. County Sheriff's Office releases video incident involving protesters and ICE agents. Details of these and other stories coming up. Foggy this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. They'll get to the root of the problem. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The city of Paso Robles has been recognized as a Just Serve city. This recognition and acknowledgement comes from Just Serve, a global volunteerism platform sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Just Serve recognizes Paso Robles for its exceptional commitment to volunteerism and effective collaboration between community members and city staff. The award was presented by Floyd Butterfield during the city council meeting on Tuesday. He highlighted several large-scale volunteer projects in particular for the city, including volunteers spreading mulch at Larry Moore Park, about 130 volunteers simultaneously at Centennial Park and Uptown Family Park, and 20 Paso Robles High School students completing a mulch project at Veterans Park in October. It is one of 150 cities across the nation to receive this recognition. Volunteerism is deeply woven into the fabric of Paso Robles, Butterfield concluded. The County Sheriff's Office released two videos on their social media page depicting an incident on Sunday involving a group of protesters and ICE agents. In the video, the protesters can be seen and heard swearing at the ICE officers, flipping them off, and holding various protest signs. The second video has them chanting, "ICE out of slow." The County Sheriff's Office says they are sharing this video to remind the public that, quote, "this type of behavior is unacceptable and unlawful under Penal Code 602.1. The Sheriff's Office says employees should not be subjected to disturbances, obscene behavior, or foul language while carrying out their duties. Nepomo man arrested for sexually assaulting children. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The County Sheriff's Office responded to a report earlier this week regarding a child sexual abuse allegation. The Sheriff's Office conducted an investigation immediately, and two victims were identified, both females under the age of 14. The Sheriff's Office identified the suspect as 67-year-old Victor Manuel Villamendina of Nepomo and say the sexual abuse began years ago. The Sheriff's Office arrested Villamendina on Wednesday for multiple counts of lewd acts with a child under the age of 14, sexual penetration with the victim 10 years or younger, and aggravated sexual assault of a minor by force. The Atascadero Police Department will be holding a DUI checkpoint tonight. The checkpoint starts at 6 p.m. and will go through 2 a.m. on Saturday. The DUI checkpoint will be held at an undisclosed location, chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. DUI checkpoints are conducted to promote public safety by taking suspected impaired drivers off the road. The Atascadero Police Department also reminds the public that driving under the influence is not just from alcohol. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal, and some prescription medications and over-the-counter drugs may interfere with driving. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with the San Luis Obispo Range Improvement Association, will begin a prescribed burn today at Wasna Ranch. The burn will go through 679 acres of vegetation used to enhance natural resources, reduce fuel loading, improve rangeland production, and diversify vegetation structure. San Miguel's 35th Annual Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m. Hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department, this beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and all sorts of holiday cheer. After the parade, meet Santa at the fire station. Hot chocolate for all will be served. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Seahawks beat the Rams 38-37. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday. We'll have the Chargers and Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders and Texans in the afternoon, and finally the Bengals and Dolphins in the evening. Also on Sunday, in the NBA, yesterday the Suns beat the Warriors 99-98. The Lakers beat the Jazz 143-135. The Trailblazers over the Kings 134-133. The Thunder beat the Clippers 122-101. Tonight, the Spurs will face the Hawks. The Bulls will go against the Cavaliers. The Thunder will face the Timberwolves. And the Heat will go against the Celtics. Local news is sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. A man arrested after allegedly stealing a small plane from a flight school at Van Nuys Airport and crashing it into an exterior wall of the hangar. Anthony Nersessian runs LA Flight Academy.
A gentleman broke in and stole one of the planes, started the engine. He was about to taxi out, and the wing hit one of the hangars, and the plane just flipped and went inside the hangar.
37-year-old Severino Logan arrested and booked for burglary and theft of an aircraft. His bail set at $150,000. Both the FBI and LAPD are investigating. The stomach flu spreading across California. Norovirus is very contagious, and a new strain is driving 50% more cases than usual.
The main rule about norovirus is that you can't use hand sanitizer to prevent it. It's just old-fashioned washing your hands with soap and water.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong at UCSF. California with five destinations ranked among the best places to visit in 2026. U.S. News ranking is 70 as California's top-rated destination. Jeff Scott, California News.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rewards reserve.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Young farmers and ranchers from across California convene December 6th through the 7th in Anaheim for the 2027-2025 California Young Farmers and Ranchers State Conference, where agricultural leaders underscored the need to strengthen grassroots involvement and cultivate the next generation of industry advocates. We need diverse voices and perspectives to help shape our future, not only the future of Farm Bureau, but California agriculture as a whole, said California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas, a Glenn County farmer and rancher. Our young farmers and ranchers are an important feeder into our county Farm Bureau boards and for the leadership of the California Farm Bureau, she said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Fog this morning, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with increasing clouds overnight. Lows in the mid-40s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Sunday, continuing all the way through Friday. 80% chance of rain on Tuesday, 65% chance on Wednesday, 75% on Thursday, then about a 50% chance of showers on Friday next week. Low 60 Sunday, continuing all the way to Thursday next week, 61 a week from today. Currently, it is 44 degrees and cloudy with fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
TikTok's owner ByteDance has agreed to hand control of the China-based company's U.S. operations to a group of investors, including Oracle. Oracle shares are up 4%. ConAgra, parent company of Hunt's, Birdseye, and many other food brands, says shoppers are pulling back spending on its products. It reported a loss for the recent quarter. Sales declined more than 6%. Chief Executive Sean Connolly says the company continues to face a challenging consumer environment. But RV maker Winnebago Industries is back to making a profit. It was helped in the fall quarter by sales of new models of motorhomes and towable RVs. Nike shares are slumping, down 11% after a mixed quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo. This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold.
Stove & Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between curb rail and Moore Roads.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort. Discover the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL on this Friday edition.
About three nights before every Christmas, we'd load Mr. Bradley's truck with hay. 7:30 on the dot, on the church parking lot, we'd pile in that old truck and ride away. Just a bunch of kids singing Christmas carols to the hospital and the old folks' home. Sometimes we'd go in and sing them all again to a shut-in who was living all alone.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, Darcy and Kenny on Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. And again, you can text that as well. A little heads up, there will be no country store tomorrow. I've got a couple of things lined up, not like the week before. It is, kind of a continuation of Pure Country, but it is a story of Nashville and how it became Nashville, if that makes sense, or Music City. And then also a really nice look back on how they came together and their influences of the trio. And that trio would be Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and my favorite, Emmylou Harris. So enjoy that tomorrow, and Diane will be back, hopefully back the following week to start the, that wouldn't be the new year. That's the 27th. All right. And then we have the specials coming up this week starting on Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, let me see here. Tuesday, we've got the special. Barry's off for a couple of weeks, and then we will start our Magic of Christmas on the 24th at noon, and that will run till 4 o'clock on the 25th. And then on the 26th, we've got some specials as well. And then on New Year's Eve. Karen's going to do a special sound off, a look back at the year of all the news and stories and so forth that took place. And then obviously on the first, no one will be here, and I've got some really fun specials lined up for that. And it has to do with getting behind the scenes of either some movies or some very popular television shows that many of you will remember. So just a couple things lined up this morning, or that. Let's see here. What else do we have? Chris, on this story about the video of the ice, is there any indication of where people arrested?
No, nothing indicated from the sheriff's office at all about arrests being made.
So people were impeding the agents doing their job, and we have no word if somebody was arrested.
I suppose this was taking place at the sheriff's office, so I don't know what was actually going on with the officers at the time, but yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it's interesting when you start to look at numbers, and apparently there are people in this county that are okay with those who are going through the legal process, our system of law. And the percentages, just the overall percentages of people who are arrested, now we all realize that is we have
right to trial or speedy, you know, a lot of the kind of stuff there. But 90% of people who are arrested are guilty. Think about that. 90% of people who are arrested, these are according to federal, this is federal information. And then we also have on this ICE problem issue, and it is a problem, I guess there are people who think, well, they're not serious crimes. So that kind of gets to my, I guess we can tie it into what we've been talking about a little bit this week. Okay, I think most of us can define what a serious crime is, or at least we would know if we hear one. And many of them who ended up being in the ICE's hands have minor infractions. Okay. And that seems to be a very high percentage. But also what I find interesting is that they have no criminal history. Well, if they came into the country illegally, that's a crime. So, you know, the media and you know, different people or groups and organizations that say that, apparently we are at the point where no crime, unless it's big, is serious enough to do anything about it. Well, okay, so then do we just have more selective arrests? You know, we talked about this week regarding there are so many laws that they all can't be enforced. But if they come right into the face of law enforcement officials and it's there, what are they supposed to do? Ignore it? Or are they supposed to do something about it? Now, we are supposedly a nation of laws. And again, too many. But nonetheless, so are they just supposed to look the other way? If you came into a country illegally, wouldn't you do your best to be on best behavior? I would. I mean, aren't there situations where you go to certain places or, you know, whatever, and, you know, mom and dad tell, look, you need to be on your best behavior because that's what's expected and et cetera in our culture. So if you come into the country illegally and you, even for a minor thing, then you're not respecting, well, you didn't respect it to begin with, but you're not respecting it more, so we should do nothing? Maybe it's a good reminder for people to who may see these things happening and say, you know what, I better get my you-know-what together. That's what I should do. All right, let's see. What else do we have going on in the... there's a controversy here, once again, not surprising, in California, and this may be a topic of conversation this afternoon. I don't know, but the California Department of Education has demanded that the Tahoe-Truckee Unified School District switch sports association to a league that allows biological male trans athletes to compete in girls' sports. Now, this switch would require the school to embark on a much longer and more treacherous road trips to competing schools, and many say it will cause, well, distress and safety concerns among students and parents. The distress stuff, I don't. The safety, obviously, though. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, this, and by the way, this school district has been doing this for winter sports for many, many, many years. Students would have to travel through the California Donner Pass. That's over 7,000 feet. Now, during the winter, the pass is known for being dangerous due to extreme weather conditions like heavy snowfall, strong winds, and icy roads. Anybody who's ever been on that road knows that. We didn't get stuck there, but we almost got stuck there about 10, 11 years ago. Now, the high elevation and frequent storms contribute to these conditions that make it, and even avalanches, dangerous. Now, the school board, they expressed their opposition to the push by the California Department of Education for this switch for the safety reasons. Now, Truckee's high school girls track and field, they spoke about the dangers it would present because their seasons, in some cases, are different than ours. So they would push these sports And just it's a major safety issue, not to mention the fact that this allows the males to compete in female sports. So not done yet with this. It continues to go on here, particularly in the state of California and a couple of other states. So we'll see what happens regarding that. And there has been a threat of maybe some federal funding cuts, but I really don't see that happening. I just don't. I think the government and Trump, they may have in some areas, but I don't see that happening. All right, what else do we have? Here's something on, I guess this has to do, because yesterday was Keith Richards' birthday, and I said he is a human marvel. I don't know how the guy is still alive. But it says here, for every cigarette that you smoke, it takes 7 minutes off your life and gives it to Keith Richards. Okay. Well, that has to be true because he's still alive. Let's see here. Regarding best behavior, liars and cheats go undetected, just acting. I don't know what that means. Not at all. Speaking of liars and cheats, this is a developing story that we have here once again in the United States, and this has to do with SNAP programs. You know, the supplement nutrition assistance programs. The fraud is beyond belief. And again, this is more of your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. We've had enough of that with this phone nonsense in California from the EDD. And I don't know how many other things we've talked about in the last several months about the government here just in California blowing our money. Now, the SNAP fraud. Recent estimates suggest $10.5 billion, one, in improper payments. And you have the fraud and through skimming, and it's growing, could reach $12 billion annually in total losses, obviously impacting beneficiaries and draining funds through sophisticated schemes. That's according to the USDA. Let's see here. We have the improper payments, and states have reported replacing over $320 million in stolen benefits, and that is a guess, but the department says that's likely an undercount. Now, one of the big reasons is the intentionally hiding income or household members to get benefits. I don't know. Well, we do know how it's done, but the government tracks almost everything we do. Why can't this be done? Now, you also have I shouldn't say the real criminals, but the criminals. They're using skimming devices to steal benefits from the cards, and that's a going problem because of technology. Improper payments and the sophisticated theft attached to the technology. So that's a lot of money here. Now, fraud costs taxpayers money and diverts funds from the eligible families, with some studies showing that every dollar lost to fraud cost agencies $3.72 in administrative cost. So just something to think about, and I don't know what the government's going to do about it. I know back when President Obama was elected, he mentioned that the amount of fraud in the Medicare system, again, that's, how many years ago, was about $500 million, and he was going to look into it. Well, that was never done. So more money. The total here, let's just say in the last 20 years, of money that's been stolen from the taxpayers is in the billions and billions of dollars. And yet, far as I can tell or remember, nothing has been done about it. So, just a couple of things there this morning. Also, I'm going to go way back, and this is really off the beaten path, so to speak. I'm sure many of you have heard of Valley Forge. I'm just guessing you've heard of Valley Forge. Well, it was on this day in 1777. So, do we think of Valley Forge as important? Chris, did you learn about Valley Forge when you were in school?
I don't know what Valley Forge is. I've never heard the name.
Okay. All right. I I remember it from history in high school. No, not high school. That would have been grade school. And it was a place. Okay, it wasn't an actual battle. And why is Valley Forge important? Well, the importance of Valley Forge in our history, because it transformed the army that was known as the Continental Army. And at that time, it was pretty much a ragtag militia. And what it did is it forced Washington and the training from a guy, Baron something, I can't remember his name, into the intense training that really fostered the unity of the unit and made them a fighting unit. And it eventually made victory in the Revolutionary War possible, despite the immense suffering from the cold, disease, and starvation. The numbers at Valley Forge, about a quarter of the 10,000 men died just from disease, malnutrition, and exposure during its time. Now, historians will say that if the British troops had advanced on Washington troops during this time, the British probably would have defeated them and won the war. However, as I mentioned, Washington's troops used this time to train and emerged in June to retake Philadelphia. This is not unlike if you ever go to, I was going to say Arlington, but Gettysburg, and they tell you the history of what ifs on the communications that was missed with Robert E. Lee. And it wasn't that far distance and time, because, you know, that was, what, 3 days, Gettysburg? And that could have been the difference of the South winning the war. So, again, when you look at our history of something like Valley Forge, okay, yeah, it wasn't a battle, but it did serve its purpose at a cost. And then when you look at things such as Gettysburg on the what if missing out by this, and the people that we had in place at time, and even going back before Valley Forge, and I've mentioned this over the years, of the people who put all our documents together. They got together and figured out what they wanted to do to break away from England. It's pretty amazing that we were fortunate enough to have people like that in instances like this. And I even, you know, when you look at many wars, including World War II, on were we lucky or was somebody looking down over us, particularly in the Pacific? And, well, we ought to thank our lucky stars a little bit more often than we do. So, anyway, just a little something on history today of Valley Forge. I think it's overlooked. It's overlooked. And there you go. So, yeah, brutal conditions, and they survived. And, well, as I mentioned, a quarter of them passed away. But we made it as a country, so... All right, a little something right there. And on the way, we have local news headlines, Fox News update, and also a quick look at the world of sports. And don't forget, we do have our music trivia for this Friday.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Sheriff's Office released two videos on their social media page depicting an incident on Sunday involving a group of protesters and ICE agents. In the video, protesters can be seen swearing at ICE agents, flipping them off, and chanting "ICE out of slow." The Sheriff's Office says they're sharing this video to remind the public that this behavior is unacceptable and unlawful. The city of Paso Robles has been recognized as a Just Serve City from Just Serve, a global volunteerism platform sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This recognizes Paso Robles for its exceptional commitment to volunteerism and effective collaboration between community members and city staff. It is one of 150 cities across the nation to receive this recognition. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog early today, then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. A man suspected of killing two people at Brown University is found dead in New Hampshire. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Leah Foley says police believe he also killed a professor at MIT on Monday.
There was financial investigations that were going on in the background that linked him not only to that car, but also to the hotels that he had rented and the car that he had used to not only drive to Rhode Island, but then back to Boston.
The suspect attended Brown 25 years ago. Republicans passing a health care bill, which Democrats oppose. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the Democrat plan extending ACA tax credits is not the way to go.
A straight extension of Obamacare subsidies is not a sustainable future for the American people.
Thune on Fox's special report. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, Lindsay here from K-John's Jewelry Company. For decades, our family has believed in one thing above all else, do right by people. That's why we never discount our jewelry. We price fairly every single day. No inflated tags, no discount games, just honest value and pieces we're proud to stand behind. But today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. To make room for our new original K-John's collection, we're doing something very special. We are liquidating our entire current inventory. This isn't a marketing event. This is our way of saying thank you to a community that has supported us, trusted us, and grown with us for generations. We want you to have the opportunity to bring home something beautiful at a price that truly reflects our gratitude. We're excited for what's to come and honored to take this next step with you. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K-John's Jewelry Company, from our family to yours, thank you.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michael's Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250. To be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
12 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, time for sports. And it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Week 16 of the NFL has kicked off, and it was a thriller in Seattle as Sam Darnold led the Seahawks to a clutch comeback win over the Rams, coming out on top 38-37 in overtime. Darnold ended 22 of 34 for 270 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions. Seattle improves to 12-3. They've clinched a playoff spot, and they're now in first place in the NFC. In the NBA, Luka Doncic had a triple-double, 45 points, 11 rebounds, and 14 assists as the Lakers came back to beat the Jazz 143-135. The Suns survived 99-98 against the Warriors as Jordan Goodwin made the go-ahead free throw with 0.4 seconds left. The Mavericks held on 116-114 against the Pistons in overtime, where Cooper Flagg had a double-double, and the Nuggets defeated the Magic 126-115, where Nikola Jokic had a triple-double.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
All righty, we have a triple header coming up Sunday morning at 9:30. It is the Chargers and the Cowboys and the Raiders and the Texans and the Bengals and the Dolphins all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. Hey, don't forget, throughout December, Critter Creek Ranch, the Frontier Fantasy Christmas light display from 5 till 9 out there on La Panza Road. And, of course, rain or power outage canceled, so make sure you check on that. And it's all made possible by Roar Hay and Feed, Slow Camp and Pack, and John Whitford Communications. All right, moving along here on your Friday edition, The Right Choice, KPRL. We have 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
North County weather.
And it's brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. They service, they supply, they rent, and they sell traffic control equipment. Well, today, what are we looking at? Well, areas of fog early. Yeah, it was pretty dense again coming in, then partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s and kind of clear tonight overnight with cloudy skies coming in the morning with some of that fog again. And make sure you adjust your time schedule if you need to be somewhere, because you're going to have to slow down a little bit, particularly in the outer areas. Right, overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s and sunshine and clouds mixed in on your Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. And then for your Sunday, we are looking at cloudy skies with highs in the low 60s. Same Monday, and then Tuesday, rain could be coming late, about 75% to 80%, low 60s. Wednesday for your Christmas Eve, dropping to about 50% to 60%. And then for your Christmas, well, about 75% chance of rain, low 60s. And a week from today, 50% chance, low 60s. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:08 a.m., 4:53 p.m. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero, locally family-owned and operated. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Checking in to see what critters may be out there in the highways and get them where they need to be, home safe and sound and home for the holidays. Yes, indeed. Well, there's nothing out there. Literally, there was nothing out there this morning. Not even one of those, you know, those field mice. Didn't see any of those. No rabbits, no pigs, no deer, no coyotes. Didn't see anything this morning.
Well, that's good considering how foggy it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm amazed. I had this truck. Again, I was doing probably about 50 miles an hour coming down the 101. And this big wheeler, man, he flew past me. He had to be doing about 70 miles an hour. And one thing I thought was, well, there's a deer in the road. He's going to hit it before me. And the other is, I thought, this guy is stupid. But anyway. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Easy in, easy out there in Atascadero. Visit atascaderogunshop.com. All right, 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock at The Right Choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open, breakfast and lunch. Contest rules do apply. And here we go. It's Friday, so I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the song or the artiste, call in and do not answer a question with a question. And also make sure that your inflection doesn't sound like it's answering a question. And for those of you that want to call in every week, please give it a break because we have rules and so forth. And plus, it's just wrong. All right, appreciate it. And let's see here. This was released twice, this song. And I can kind of tell you, well, not kind of, I will tell you this. It's similar and around the same time as Peter Frampton. That big album that he had, it was released a couple of years before it really hit when it was re-released in 75 or 74, I forget which. But anyway, good luck, and here you go with the song. Okay. 238-5775-238-KPRL. What is the song? It was a big hit, a huge hit, and as a matter of fact, the connection with this, there were some funny bumper stickers, and also there were many American independent films from this era, which had a lot of these in them, and they were popular in the mid to late 70s, and then after that, they gone. So what song do you think it is? Hi, good morning.
Hi, Chevy Van.
Chevy Van by Sammy Johns. Sir, did you ever own a van?
No, but I had a work van at one point.
Oh, okay. Did you have some buddies? Did you have some buddies in high school that had a van?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, that was, yeah. That, we thought it was just the best thing ever.
Well, there was a connotation associated with those vans, too, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
Were they pretty accurate from your memory?
Yeah, very accurate.
Yeah. I would think so, too. Yeah, I stayed away from them. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Gabriel Rodriguez.
Okay. Okay, we have you down. Enjoy the song. Released originally in 73, then re-released in 1975. It became a top five hit on the Billboard chart. It sold over a million copies. And he wrote it, and he sang it. Sammy Johns.
I gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She called me and I took control. She was tired, cause her mind was breaking. I said, get some sleep and dream of and roll. Cause like a picture she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her head. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's alright with me. Her young face was like that of an angel. Thank you.
dirt road Main Street. She walked off in bare feet. It's a shame I won't be passing through again. Was like a witch as she was laying there, moonlight dancing on her head. She walked off and took me by the hand. We made love in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me.
Some of the lyrics were changed once in a while because like a princess she was laying there, because like a picture. Sammy Johns went on to write Common Man. It became a big hit for John Conley on the country charts. All right, we've got two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Free estimate, 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's